Well, California not doing enough to prevent wildfires, not by far. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports that that's the conclusion of a Stanford University study that found the state needs to burn or thin out some 20 million acres of forests.
That is worth repeating.
We think that California has about 20 million acres that need to have fuel reduction. Some of those we've got to reduce the fuel mechanically because so much has built up that we can't do a wildfire safely. But on at least half that area, we could use prescribed burns to really reduce the fire danger.
Chris Field is director of the Stanford Woods Institute for the Environment. He says there has historically been opposition to controlled burns, that is, fires intentionally lit in a controlled setting to clear kindling that could fuel future fires. Air quality control managers fear impacts on the air we breathe. Private landowners fear prescribed burns could get out of hand and damage their properties.
We think that all of these barriers can be tamped down.
Field says Cal Fire has been given more money to make forests safer, but it's not enough.
The important message that people should take away is that there's good fire and bad fire, and we need to use good fire to beat down the risk of the bad fire.
Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
As you know the old rule, never turn your back on the ocean. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, there's an increased chance of dangerous sneaker waves until 9 tomorrow morning.
Come on, Fred, up.
Joanne Chow was walking her dog Fred on San Francisco's Baker Beach, where the waves were worth watching from a distance. Because of the possibility of sneaker waves, Joanne was keeping her dog on tight voice control.
Stay closer to the shore. Don't let him go near the water.
Because he likes to get out there?
Yeah, he does.
The National Weather Service says the conditions are right for sneaker waves and rip currents. Some advice from meteorologist Scott Rowe.
We tell folks to do is that if they are going to be down at the shoreline, always pay attention to what's happening in the water. Watch what's happening with the incoming waves, and just never turn your back to the water.
It was just last week that a father and his two young children were swept out to sea in Oregon by a sneaker wave. The 7-year-old girl died, and the 4-year-old boy remains missing. At Baker Beach in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.